Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Looking forward to this. G'day, Gav.
Hello there. How are you?
A bit wet today, but apart from that, you're okay, yeah.
It's a bit wet and a bit dreary, but I have every plant standing up in the nursery, and that's all I'm worried about.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Yes.
Absolutely. They might be a bit wet and they might be drowned, but at least they're all standing up and they're all neat.
Indeed. And the other thing about this is it saves you going out there and watering today as well.
I haven't touched a hose all day.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So how you been going, Gav?
Which is unusual for me. No, very, very good. Very good. As I said last week, very gearing up for spring. And, you know, all the spring stock is starting to come in now, which is great. It'll continue over the next few weeks. And ready to start off a good season.
Now, today we're talking about the list of vegetables that we can plant now and that we can go sort of grow through to summer. So you have a list that we can go through.
I do, an alphabetical list. There's a lot more on here than I think a lot of people realise that you can actually grow for the summer period. And over the next, now they're not all here yet. They will, as I said, turn up over the next couple of weeks. But from now on is the time to get all these things in. Now, beetroot goes all year round. Fabulous. People love growing that. Capsicums are the one that's coming in at the moment. And there's so many different varieties. There's long sweet yellow. There's snack yellow. There's sweet mama. There's sweet stuff. And there is. And we have three brand new releases for this season. There is a new one called Capsicum Delight. Now, according to the promo, Delight produces sweet, mid-sized fruit that turns from light green to orange and then to red. Can be harvested at all stages of maturity for a multicolored mix. So you can do that at all different stages. Height 50 to 75 centimeters, perfect for stuffing or eating fresh. That'll be the first one of our new releases for this season. Then, of course, we go into our chilies, and everybody loves chilies over summer, and there's a lot of different chilies coming in from Red Hot to K-Span, all sorts of different types. And then we go to our cucumbers, and cucumbers, Continental Mini Snack. Now, Mini Snack, it's another one of our new release ones. Cucumber Mini Snack, a fantastic potted variety that produces handfuls of small, crisp cucumbers. So very, very good for people that have got small spaces, pots, those veggie pods, which are awesome to grow all this stuff in. This would be perfect for that. Now, the other good thing about this new one, this plant will set fruit without the help of pollinators, which is great. You can have all these little small crisp cucumbers without having to worry about getting pollinators. It is a vining variety, so it is perfect for growing in pots because they or containers, so they will hang over the edge, or you can put up a little trellis behind them. Ideal for use in salads and for pickling. So that is the second one of our fantastic releases that are coming into stores this spring. Lettuce, of course, lettuce goes all year round. Pumpkins, Jap pumpkins, Queensland blue pumpkins, get your pumpkins in. Allow plenty of room. Pumpkins are enormous. So they do need a lot of room to grow. Anybody that's grown a pumpkin vine before will know they take up basically half the backyard. Silver beet, of course, spinach, strawberries. Now, they're going to do about three or four different varieties of strawberries this year. There is nothing like picking fresh strawberries. Now, if you want to make sure that insects don't get to your strawberries, a little tip, if you can get hold of sawdust, all those insects like snails, slugs, even ants, detest going through sawdust. So if you can get yourself some sawdust from somewhere, have that as a mulch around your strawberries,
wow.
You will actually get to eat the strawberries and not have everything else eat them for you.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that one before. So sawdust.
It works brilliant. Back in the day, my dad used to take me up to some sawmill in Maitland, and we used to just go up with buckets and sweep up the sawdust off the floor, and we put sawdust all around them, and you get to keep your strawberries.
Well, there you
so
go.
That's the most important thing. I don't know where you'd go now. I'm now 60, and that was a long time ago.
Yes, well, I woke up this morning and thought, I wonder what I'm going to learn today. Well, I've just learned something. Yeah, I've never heard anyone say put sawdust around your strawberries ever.
It works beautifully. Anything that they don't like crawling over, and the one thing that snails and slugs and all those insects hate crawling over is anything like sawdust. Works beautifully.
Amazing. I would never have known that until you told me today.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. There you go. And, of course, the big one, the big, big, big one is, of course, tomatoes. It's a massive tomato season. They've all started to arrive. They have something like 20-something different varieties. And look, let's list a few. It's like listing the winners on the Olympic team. You know, you've got so many really good ones. There's Apollo, which is a fantastic early one. The best all-round one of all, the old Gros Lizzie. That's been around for longer than what I have. And it's still the best one out of the lot. Beefsteak, for somebody that wants a tomato for their barbecues, big and juicy, really, really good. Black Russian for people that like something a little bit different. Grape tomatoes. Now, grape tomatoes came into their own a few years ago when the supermarket started supplying them in those little plastic containers. Grow your own grape tomatoes. Like the Sweet Bite, which is the little round ones, they are probably the easiest tomato that you could possibly go. For those people like me that have a bit of a problem with their tummies, there's the low acid yellow. Yellow tomato, basically more of a pear shape, but low acid, fantastic for that. A tomato, a really good one for pots. There's some other good ones. There's ones that come in trusses now. So they're roughly about the size of, let's say, a plum, but they come on a big truss of fruit and a large fruit truss. There's one called Little Sicily for that Italian, that quite, strong flavor. Truss plum, as the name suggests, they come in a big truss of fruit about the size of a plum. There's one called tomato berry, which is basically a tomato version of a strawberry. Same shape, same size, beautiful flavor. And, of course, the new one, this is the third of our new ones for the summer season, is the tomato romette. Now, romette is a Roma-type tomato, excellent disease-resistant. Roma-type means it's like an egg shape, thick-skinned, small, sweet and juicy, suitable for gardens and large containers, very good source of dietary fiber, very low in calories for those people that want to go fat-free with their tomatoes, full height up to 2 metres. So they are a big growing one, but you do get a lot of fruit off them, used to make sauces, salsas and dips for all those people that love that sort of thing.
Yes.
Now, you can also grow these in pots. You would, of course, have to have a decent-sized pot to have the steak in the center. Now, I have seen it done where you put 3 steaks in, you put them on each side of the pot, you pull the 3 together in the center, you twine them together, and then you grow your tomato, possibly 2 or 3, in one big pot, and they grow up through the center of those 3 steaks, and those steaks will hold them in place until you get to pick the fruit.
Wow, okay. Yeah, there you go. There's another great tip.
There's a few tips.
Indeed, yes.
If you want to grow tomatoes in pots, do multiple. Pick a nice big pot or even just a big container like one of those big boxes, those big plastic containers, a few holes in the bottom. You put your 3 or 4 steaks, one in each corner, bind them together in the center, and then grow 3 or 4 tomatoes through. Now, they can be different varieties. They can be all the same. But those stakes will hold them in position, and you will get a really good crop from them.
Excellent. Now, I thought I'd let you know the top three for me as far as tomatoes are concerned. And I have grown some Gros Lizzies. They're my favourite by far. The beefsteak, I like the beefsteak ones, and the truss tomatoes are also up there as well. So, I mean, I had to choose, I mean, the variety of tomatoes, as you say, I mean, the list is just endless, isn't it?
Oh, it is, absolutely. And they're bringing out, yeah, they've got another one this year, they'll probably do another one next year. They're bringing out new ones all the time. And there are slight differences between them all. I remember years and many years ago, they bought out the Burke's Backyard Italian tomato, and that took off like an absolute rocket. Well, this, the ones they've got now are just really varieties from that.
I'd like your comments too about the pumpkin vine. Making sure that you have plenty of room, because yes, you do have to have plenty of room with the pumpkin vines, don't you?
Absolutely. You've got to let them run. If you don't let them run, you don't get the flowers, and if you don't get the flowers, you don't get the pumpkins.
And the big one today was the strawberries, with the very good advice that you gave on the strawberries there.
Well, the other thing is, strawberries are fun to grow. Kids love growing strawberries. They're relatively easy to grow. They don't need a lot of help. The one thing I forgot to say through all that was, of course, when you do plant all these, if you're planting them from seedlings, of course, they're getting transplanted, get into them with that sea salt or any good seaweed fertilizer, and make sure once a week you give them a dose with that, and, of course, that will send them on their way. It'll give them a good start in life, and it will also stop them getting that dreaded transplanting shock. Now, no matter what plant you're talking, no matter how big it is when you transplant it, it will always get a little bit of transplanting shock when you move it from a container to the ground, or even a small container to a big container. Everything gets a bit of a shock when it gets pulled out of where it's been living, and sea salt, seaweed, C-Max, any of those products are fantastic. Once they've got going, the best thing you can possibly feed, as far as I'm concerned, your vegetables with is a fantastic liquid product called 5-in-1. You won't get anything better than that. Put that in a watering can, a capful in a watering can, water that over them once a week, and you will get the best crop you can possibly get out of it. Because let's face it, if you're going to go to that much trouble to grow them, and you want nice, fresh vegetables from the backyard, which everybody does, you may as well make the most of the spot that you're putting them in.
And yes, and make sure you got the right fertilizer and all that stuff to
absolutely
go with it as well. Yeah, agreed.
Absolutely.
So there you go. There's a list of vegetables that you can plant now to grow for summer. And as you can understand, there was a whole range there, a huge like shopping list of vegetables that you can plant now.
It certainly is. Oh, and I tell you what, the one I did forget, poor old zucchini right at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, zucchini.
Blackjack zucchini, Gold Max zucchini. Zucchinis, again, are like a pumpkin. They will run, but poor old zucchini nearly got left off the list.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for that wonderful list of vegetables that you can grow right now as you head into summer with all your vegetables that you're thinking about putting into your garden. And, you can certainly go to town there with all the varieties.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Now, Lee Rowan's Garden World, for our listeners who are not quite sure where Lee Rowan's Garden World is, Gav, can you please explain?
We are. Yes, we are at the bottom of Hillsborough Road. Hillsborough Road is a very long road that runs all the way from Raymond Terrace, I was going to say. It doesn't go that far. From Charlestown, under the bypass, right down to Warners Bay. We are right down the Warners Bay end. We have a fabulous shop there, Giftware Cafe, fabulous range of these vegetables. And we also have a very good website, which is all the W's, leerowans.com.